Massive systemic police failures. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a new Texas State House report concludes, investigating the Uvalde school massacre.
Approximately 400 officers stood by and failed our community, failed the state of Texas, and failed the children.
Mitch Renfro's nephew, Uzziah, was among the 21 students and teachers killed. Fox's Colonel Scott.
The legislative committee chair, State Representative Dustin Burroughs, said
they should have done more. Acted with urgency. Tried the door handles, tried to go in through the windows, tried to distract him.
And while they did not blame suspended Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who was said to be the incident commander, Burroughs said the committee found
there was a lack of effective overall command that day.
More than 4 years after the massacre at a Parkland, Florida high school, a trial starts today to determine if Nicholas Cruz should get the death penalty. He already pleaded guilty to 17 murders. The gunman who shot up a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, killing 10 black people, could get the death penalty as well. If Peyton Gendron's convicted on federal hate crimes charges, he'll be arraigned on today. A gunman who started shooting up a mall in Indiana yesterday did not count on an armed shopper being nearby who
was able to stop the shooter. Almost as soon as he began.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen, the man was licensed to carry. He killed the shooter after three people were killed and two injured. Jury selection begins today for Steve Bannon's trial. He's the ex-Trump advisor charged with contempt of Congress, not cooperating with the House committee investigating the Capitol riots.
Ahead of today, Bannon's attorneys tried to get the trial delayed. The latest request was based on leaked audio recordings of Bannon predicting Trump would declare himself winner even before election results were in. His attorney said that audio would bias a jury. Earlier this month, Bannon said he would now talk to the committee.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. COVID's rising again, blamed on a new variant that evades vaccines and natural immunity. The 947,000 cases last week in the Johns Hopkins tracker, the most in 5 months. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is a new Fox News poll that shows more voters disapprove of the job President Biden is doing. Only 40% approve, and
52% see the economy getting worse 1 year from now. Only 42% see it getting better. And it hits on a personal level, as we all know, with 75% reporting that inflation has caused personal hardship over the last 6 months.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The president is just back from a Middle East trip that included a controversial meeting and fist bump with the Saudi crown prince. They discussed oil as the president tries to lower gas prices here. Now, at the pump, it's down another penny today, continuing a daily decline from last month's record high gas, about 50 cents less now. The president's son, Hunter, who's under federal investigation, has had even more information scrutinized from his now infamous laptop computer. Fox's Brooke Singman.
Hunter Biden visited his then vice president father more than 30 times at the White House or VP's residence, and some of those meetings came just days after he returned from foreign business trips between 2008 and 2016. Now, House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik is promising the GOP will get answers. The meetings were discovered after a review of Hunter Biden's personal calendar kept on his abandoned laptop. Entries show efforts by Hunter's associates to secure deals for Colombian infrastructure projects. One business partner wrote to Hunter in 2012 detailing an offer for a South American construction company to pay them a $20,000 monthly fee.
Now, President Biden has maintained that he never discussed Hunter's overseas business dealings. On Wall Street, stocks could surge, adding to Friday's big gains. Dow futures now up more than 300 points ahead of the opening bell. An Australian golfer has won the British Open. Cameron Smith tied a record, shooting 20 under par to win his first major title. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.